If you have been doing next level work in your career, but you still haven't landed the next level title or salary to match your efforts, this episode is for you. Because you have already updated your resume, you've applied for jobs, you have tried to be patient, but nothing is working. It's not because you're not qualified for that promotion. It's because you are missing one strategy that high level professionals use to accelerate their growth. And once you understand it, everything changes, from how you're seen at work to how quickly you get promoted. So if you're tired of guessing, tired of being overlooked, and ready to get promoted, let's talk about the strategy that actually works in this episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So I was recently working with a client who, so she was at the associate director level and she had a director that she was reporting to, and they let the director go a few years ago. And when they let the director go, she ended up being the interim director. Mind you, she was still the associate director. So for about 16 months, she was doing the role of both the associate director and the director for about a little over a year. And when it was time for them to fill the position, the organization decided to just bring in a C-suite person as opposed to a director that she would be reporting to as the associate director. And she positioned herself for that role because she had been doing the job. She had been interacting with the board, doing the reports, like she'd been operating at that level. And they said no. They said that she did not have the leadership potential. Mind you, she was leading at least four different direct reports across three different departments. But they said she did not have leadership potential and that she was not ready or qualified for the role. Then they brought in a C-suite person and she decided, so in that time, or I should say not in that time frame, 2 years, 2.5 years before working with me. So in a 2.5 year time frame, she had asked for a promotion and a raise, specifically asked for her title to be changed to director because she had been doing the director's job, as well as asked for a salary increase to either reflect the fact that she was operating at the director level or at least compensate her for the over a year, 16 months that she was doing two people's jobs without an increase in compensation. All three times that she made the ask, they said no. They turned her down. And she was still performing really high, doing things on time. Like she was working, I would say like 60-hour weeks. The president of the organization had even told her that she was the glue, that everybody turned to her for answers, that she knew all the answers. And yet and still, they were not giving her the promotion or the compensation to match the work she was doing. And so after the third time of them turning her down, she came to work with me, my one-on-one coaching next level career, because she was frustrated. I mean, rightfully so. She was feeling frustrated. She was feeling discouraged. She was feeling sad because this organization that she had given years to, like she had worked with them for over 13 years. And for almost two of those years, she was doing two people's jobs. They kept turning her down. And she had been trying, like she had worked harder. She had tried to build more relationships. She had tried to be more visible. And they still kept turning her down. So at that point, she realized that she needed external help, which is why she came to work with me in Next Level Career, my one-on-one coaching partnership. And mind you, she ended up getting the promotion at a different organization. Just to close the loop on that story, this client did end up getting promoted at a different organization. So that's good. But that story made me think about how I have worked with so many women that over time, like I've just noticed this pattern where a lot of us think that we should just magically know or automatically know how to figure out our careers. And this is especially true when you are very good at your job. So if you are a high performer, you're a high achiever, like you are a problem solver. Like, baby, if something is wrong at the company, you are the one who you do the research, you figure out the steps, you get the team together, you bring a solution. Like there, you always have a solution on lock. You are up at night researching options. You're bringing things to the table. You're thinking, okay, what are we working on? How do we make it work? How do we get this together? You are used to solving problems in your job. And so when a problem exists in your career, which right now for you, the problem is that you are overlooked and you are undervalued, you are working at a higher level than your title or your salary reflect, and you're ready to get promoted, but it still hasn't happened, whether it's because they've been telling you to wait your turn, you don't know how to communicate your value, they have turned you down, whatever it is, that is the current problem that you are experiencing. And what I've seen happen time and time again is because you're so good at just solving problems in general, some of you maybe even at home, if you are married, if you have kids, you are a problem solver at home too. And so you assume that that skill set should automatically translate to your career where you should just automatically know how to solve the problem of getting promoted in your career. And so because you think you should just automatically know how to solve this problem, you spend, read in between the lines here, waste a lot of time trying to DIY your way to your promotion, trying to do it yourself. You think you just need to be patient because your time will eventually come. Or again, you need to just wait your turn because your time will come. Or you are applying to jobs. You've applied to multiple jobs at this point. No results. You're not getting callbacks. Or when you go on interviews, you don't know how to talk at that leadership level, how to talk about what you have done, how to clearly articulate the difference you've made. So you keep going on these interviews, but you're not getting any offers. Or you just keep getting passed over in your company. So you are Googling things like how to talk about my work, how to write a resume, how to figure out a promotion, how to build my network, what to say when I go to a conference. Like you're Googling all these things, which is just wasting your time and wasting your energy. And that just leaves you feeling overwhelmed, confused, stuck, doubting yourself even. Because now what your brain is telling you is, wait, am I not as smart as I thought I was? Am I not as capable as I thought I was? Because again, remember, you are a problem solver at your company. You are a go-getter in your life. You know how to solve all the problems. And so when you cannot solve this career problem, you start doubting yourself. You start doubting your skills, start doubting your abilities. You start wondering if you are as smart, as good, as high achieving, as qualified as you thought you were. And the problem here is that you don't, or you haven't yet realized that career development and job searching are entire skill sets in themselves. Like, people legit get master's degrees in career development. And I'm saying that because as a professor, I teach people in how to help support people in their careers. My job, so for the past, I'm trying to do the math here, since 2013, that was when I first entered the career space. I literally have a master's in doing career development. I have a PhD in counselor education. And in my PhD, my specialty was in career development. Like I research career development for a living. I research job searching and career development and write articles about this. Like career, there are entire models, theories, like theoretical orientations around making career decisions, around figuring out the best career path for you. There are so, when it comes to like the world of career development, if I think of just the work I do as a career development researcher, there are variables like career satisfaction, career maturity, career adaptability, your values, your interests, your skills, so many different theories that have been developed over years. Like these are things that, like this is an entire, career development is an entire field in itself. And so when I hear women doubting themselves because their DIY hasn't worked, I'm like, baby, hold on. Like, back up. This would be like me going to a hospital and trying to do brain surgery. And when I'm not successful, when I can't even figure out which tool, like what is the scalpel and what is the cordyceps, I don't even know what tools to use. Then I come back and I say, I'm not smart. I'm not qualified. I'm not good enough because I couldn't do something I was never taught how to do. Like, girl, Nobody has taught you how to make career decisions, how to communicate your value either in on paper in your resume or on your LinkedIn profile or verbally in networking or interview. Nobody has taught you how to navigate office politics. Nobody has taught you how to overcome those pesky mindset barriers that will keep you doubting yourself. Like, these are actual skill sets. Like, even the mindset piece, there's an entire like career theory around cognitive thought processes in the career world. And so you have to realize that your DIY strategies are not working, not because you are not high performing or high achieving or smart. They're not working because you're trying the wrong things. And you're trying the wrong things because you don't have the skill set. There's nothing inherently wrong with you. There's just a skills gap that needs to be filled. You need to learn how to navigate your career, how to get promoted, what gaps you need to fill to get promoted so that you can finally land that higher level role and increase your salary. Like, all the things I mentioned, you know, decision-making, communication, office politics, mindset barriers, these are all skills. And this is why you need a coach if you want to advance in your career, especially if you want to advance quickly without burning out, without wasting time, without the mindset drama that will cause you to doubt yourself and stop trying. The strategy that you are missing is coaching. Like, I don't know why we think that we don't need career support when we get support for literally every other areas of our lives. Like, financial support, you'll get a financial advisor or a financial coach. You'll get a health coach or a personal trainer for your health. Or you go to counseling or a marriage coach for your marriage. Right? Like, we have support and coaches for literally every other area but our careers for the most part. And I should say, because I said I don't know why. I do know why. I take that back. Sometimes you just don't know that it exists, right? There's a sort of like a social capital deficit where nobody has told you or taught you what you need. Sometimes you just assume that because you can figure everything else out in your life, you should be able to figure out your career. Those are some things. But like, if you look at, like, I think of, if you even look at celebrities have coaches, right? I remember seeing somewhere that LeBron James spends about $1.5 million on his body every year. $1.5 million. Now, I'm not telling you to go, like, if you're that rich, we need to be friends, but you probably don't have that money to waste, right? My point though is, like, think about what he's investing in. He's investing in chefs, in red light therapy, in cryotherapy, in coaches, or like, he's investing in support to help him operate at the elite level that he is in. Right? He's not guessing what he needs to do to be good. He's not guessing what he needs to do to operate at a high level. He knows that his time is money. So he invests in support that can cut down the time it will take to perform at the optimal level. Like, even if I think of from a faith lens, if you're a Christian, even the Bible tells us to seek wise counsel and to get discipled. So why wouldn't we need that in our career also, the place where we spend most of our waking hours? If you look at most great leaders in professional spaces, they have coaches, they have executive coaches, they have speaking coaches, they have communication coaches. Like, coaching is a natural part of career development that you need if you want to advance. And so if you are someone who you're thinking, like, you want to get promoted, you want to increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000, and you don't want to waste time, you don't want to lose or compromise yourself in doing it, you don't want to get burnt out, you know that you are already operating at a higher level, you just need your title and your salary to match that level, and you are not getting coached, you're going to keep wasting time to get to that destination. You might get there eventually, but you're going to look back and realize how much mistakes you made, how much time you wasted because you did not have the right kind of support. So if you want to speed up your results, again, specifically getting promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase, I want to share with you 5 reasons why you need a coach. Because coaching is the strategy that you are missing. The gap that is keeping you from landing that promotion, it is coaching. And so I'm going to break down for you 5 reasons why you need a coach to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase. The first one is that when you have a coach, you stop wasting time on the wrong things. I can't emphasize enough like how much time gets wasted when you're trying to DIY things. And at this point in your career, you know, you have to know that time is money. You don't have time to waste. Like, you got family you're taking care of. You got vacation you want to go on. You got work things you're trying to do. Like, you don't have time to waste. But the problem is that when you think your career growth is just about working harder, then you are putting in more effort working harder. You're wasting time trying to update your resume. Or maybe at work, you are taking like the feedback that you've gotten from work. You're taking surface level feedback at face value, which then means you think that you need to work harder to land the promotion, or you need to just apply for roles blindly, or you're trying to prove your worth, or again, you're tweaking your resume 20 times with no real clarity. And all those things, all they do is just waste your time because they're probably not the real problem that's keeping you from advancing in your career. When you have a coach can objectively identify the real issue in your unique situation, because that's also the problem with when you're trying to Google things, how to get promoted. And they're going to be like, write a good resume. But girl, what if your resume is not your problem? Like, what if it's your work environment or how you're interviewing or the relationships you do or don't have, right? So when you're working with a coach can objectively identify the real issue. Like, do you have a positioning problem? Are you in a toxic environment that's keeping you from advancing? Or are you invisible? Do you have a visibility issue? And so when you work with a coach, you identify the real issue. And then when we work together, we can focus your efforts on a few strategic actions that actually create movement in your job search, in your career, that actually land the promotion with the salary increase. Instead of wasting time doing multiple things, you actually do the right things that address the specific gaps that you have in your career so you can get promoted. Like, I think of one client I worked with who in our first few sessions, you know, she was trying to get promoted and she would talk about her current job and how she was working a lot of hours. And, you know, she had talked about her manager to me maybe 2 to 3 times, just different things her manager. Like one time, her and her manager were supposed to work on a budget and then her manager did not do her part of the budget. And then the manager just told her, like my client, to do both parts. And then another time they were in a meeting with an external vendor and my client was trying to complete a task, like do a data import, and she needed a new software to do this thing. And again, remember, there's an external vendor in this meeting and her manager is like, I don't understand why you need that. Like, why do you need that? Like, it just doesn't make sense. You shouldn't need that. Like, really just talking over my client. So by the third time I was like, can we pause? I just want to point something out to you. You have a toxic manager. Like, I don't know if you know this, but and again, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just based off of what you have told me over these 3 situations, you don't have a good manager. And I just wanted to point that out to her because a lot of her time was being wasted trying to appease her manager, trying to prove herself to her manager. And all that time that she was spending at work was keeping her from actually searching for an external role or even getting visible with decision makers in her company so she could get promoted. And I didn't know this until later, but she told me that at first when I told her this, she was like, nah, I don't think so. But that when I said it, it planted the seeds and she started looking out at things and realized that her manager was indeed toxic. But all that to say is once we clarified that that was the problem, we shifted how much energy and effort she was putting into trying to appease her manager, change how she was doing her tasks, set up clearer boundaries that then gave her space and capacity in her life to focus on her job search so she could land a promotion at a different company. Now imagine if that client had just kept saying, I just need a better resume. I just need to interview better. Meanwhile, she didn't have the capacity to do those things because she was under a toxic manager. And until I pointed it out, she didn't believe her manager was toxic, right? That is how coaching can help. It can really help look holistically what is the gap that you are experiencing that's keeping you from promotion and how can we develop actions to address that gap. The second reason why you need a coach if you are trying to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase is that when you work with a coach, you learn how to position yourself strategically. This is crucial because promotion is about positioning. Like if you are trying to land a promotion into a director level, a VP level, or just a senior level role, you need to be positioned for that role. and you likely have not been positioned and you're feeling stuck and unable to bridge that gap and get to that higher level is because you're waiting for your work to speak for itself, or you're waiting your turn to be tapped on the shoulder, or you're expecting the decision makers to just get it. They should just know why your job matters. Or when you talk about your work, you're talking about tasks instead of the outcomes you are driving, or you're avoiding being visible because you're afraid of being visible. Candidly, let's be candid. If you are a Black woman, there might be some fear tied to visibility because it doesn't feel safe for you. But none of those are going to position you as the leader that you need to be if you want to get promoted. And so when you work with a coach, you are able to first and foremost identify the existing impact that you've already had in your career, and then develop the language to communicate. Like, this is what I do with my clients. It's like I have an entire framework called the impact framework that allows us to identify the impact that you have been having. And then we use the TDO framework to communicate, to talk about that impact in a way that the leaders understand. Right. So frameworks like these help you communicate your contributions clearly, help you stop shrinking your story and actually position yourself as a solution to an organization's problem, so that when you are positioned as a leader, you will land that leadership level role. The third reason why you need a coach if you are trying to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase is that when you work with a coach, you build unshakable confidence in your value. You build unshakable confidence in your value and your value add. And I've seen this time after time, is that sometimes when you're struggling to get promoted, it's because there's a part of you that is holding your own self back. Maybe because you've been overlooked for so long, you've been told no for so long, that you start to internalize all of that, and you start to then doubt your own self. You assume that everybody else is better because you're struggling to get promoted. You are second-guessing yourself when it comes to talking in meetings. You're shrinking in those meetings. You're not really putting your ideas forward. When you do get to the interview level, you hesitate to really talk about what you have achieved and talk about your outcomes because it feels like bragging. You are getting ghosted, or you're not getting opportunities because you don't believe in yourself and your ability. And the thing is that you have to realize is that if you want to be a leader, and if you're trying to get promoted into a director level, a senior level, a VP level role, that is a leadership level role. If you want to be a leader, you need to be able to inspire confidence in the people that you're leading, which then means you need to inspire confidence in the people who are going to decide if they want to give you that leadership level role. You have to present confidently. You have to speak confidently. You have to position your body confidently. And then if you want to get promoted, you have to advocate for yourself to land that role, which requires confidence. And so if you have been overlooked for so long to where it has caused you to doubt yourself and lose confidence in yourself, that is going to continue being a roadblock to you getting promoted. When you work with a coach can help you see your strengths clearly, see your strengths objectively, and even just reflect back your patterns of impact. Like, this is one thing that every time I work with a client, without fail, all my clients leave working with me being sort of amazed at what they have been able to achieve and accomplish in their careers. Like, if I have a superpower, and I have many of them, thanks be to God, but one of my superpowers is most definitely helping you see how much impact you already have in your career, and then helping you communicate it. And yes, the communicating helps you land the job, but I think even more valuable than that is just this renewed belief in yourself and your ability and your value and the fact that you have done great things in your career and you can continue to do great things. That is one thing my clients always leave working with me with. Like, when I work with my clients, we are detaching your self-worth from your current title and we're connecting it to your actual value, which first and foremost is in Christ, not your job. That's just first and foremost basic, but also looking at how you have accomplished so many things across your entire career where, yes, you might be in an environment right now that's making you doubt yourself, but we will take a step back and just reestablish that you are amazing, that you're great at your job. And when you have that feeling of just amazingness in yourself, you are going to show up differently everywhere, at your current job, in your job search, in interviews, in networking. You will show up with that confidence that inspires confidence in other people to give you the job. Because you don't get hired or promoted for doing your job. You get promoted for communicating how your work drives results that a company cares about. And you have to be confident in your value to be able to say how your work is driving results. And that is one thing we do together when you work with me as your career coach. Like, I think of one client that I worked with earlier this year. We wrapped up earlier this year. And when she came to me, she was really doubting herself and her value. Like, she wanted to be at a director level, but didn't think she was fully ready. And so we used my TDO framework to really identify all the places she had had impact. Come to find out, homegirl had driven $3 billion in revenue generated through fundraising. $3 billion with a B, not an M. And she had forgotten about it because she never stopped to actually look back and analyze her impact and her achievement. Like, when we put that on her resume, she was her flabber was gasted. She was flabbergasted. And I remember her coming out of that saying, "I'm just feeling so good about everything I've accomplished that I forgot about." And that was just from us redoing her resume. By the time we were done working together, she knew she would be a great leader. And then that's another point that I should bring up is, if you're trying to get into a director or higher level role, you're likely about to go into a position where you're going to be leading other people, right? You're going to have direct reports. You can't go into that still doubting yourself and your value. Like, the confidence not only helps you land the job, the confidence helps you lead better when you get into that higher level role. And so you are more likely to be successful in that higher level role when you work with a coach to build up your confidence in yourself and your belief in your ability. And that's another thing that I think is important to point out is, sometimes when you don't have belief in your ability to be successful at the higher level, you just need somebody else to hold the belief for you until you can hold it for yourself. And that was most definitely my story. Like, when I advanced from counselor to professor, I did not think that I had the skills to be successful as a professor. I did not think that I could do the research, which is a major part of any tenure track role, which was why for like the first 2 years of my PhD program, I kept telling myself that I was going to go back to being a counselor or a counselor supervisor or a director of career services. I just did not consider professorship because I did not believe that I was good enough to do a big part of the job. It wasn't until my then advisor, my mentor, said to me one day, "You're a really good writer." And that made me pause because she was a prolific researcher. So for her to say that I was a really good writer, it was like, okay, maybe I can do this thing. And so she held the belief for me that I could do the research. All throughout my journey of even doing my dissertation, God helped me a lot in my data analysis, but she kept holding the belief in me that I could do the thing. Now, I mean, she held the belief long enough for me to even apply for the job, and then I got the job. And now, 7 years in, I've gotten tenured. Now I have the belief for myself, right? I've had the belief for a few years now, but at the beginning stages of my career, I needed somebody else to hold the belief for me. That's what a coach can do for you. Hold the belief that you are ready for the higher level, that you're ready for more impact, that you are worthy of more salary, more income in your career. You might need someone to just hold the belief just long enough for you to get the job and be successful at the job. And then you will start holding the belief for yourself. That's the power of a coach. Then the fourth reason why you need to be working with a coach if you're trying to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase is that when you work with a coach, you get a clear, repeatable strategy for long-term career growth. At least let me back up and just say when you work with the right coach, because I'll be honest, I've had some clients who have come to me after working with some coaches and they weren't happy with how that went down. And so when you work with the right coach, that's what will happen. And I'm speaking for myself now and I think this is just my education background. I am so big on frameworks. Like, I don't coach off of vibes. We don't do vibes over here. I love proven processes. I love step-by-step frameworks. And most of my clients who come to work with me, they love that too. Now, there's a lot of flexibility because we will work together to craft the goal. But like, if I think of even just the way, like, so let me back up. Like, even when we think about how my one-on-one coaching next level career, it's either you want to advance into your higher level role or you want to thrive in your higher level role. So actually, currently, I'm working with at least 3 clients who have just landed their higher level role, right? And they're trying to be good leaders. Regardless of what we're doing, Just for my one-on-one container entirely, I already have a framework for that. It's called the faith framework, right? So it's like everything I'm doing, we focus on God's, trusting God's plan, right? Like there's a whole, and that's the F in there. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but there's a framework for that. When we think about getting a position for promotion, you have to position yourself. So I have the power framework for positioning you for promotion. I've mentioned the impact framework, the TDO framework. I don't want to overwhelm you. But my point is that you learn all these proven processes that help you identify your value, communicate your value, build relationships, interview better, write a strong resume. And so your career is not just a one-time move that you're making right now. Your career is long-term, right? If you are anywhere between 30 to 40 to even 50, by God's grace, you still have 10, 20, 30 years in your career. You're not going to be doing what you're doing now for that whole time. And you can't start from scratch every time you need to make a decision. Like you can't start from scratch every time you want a new resume, a new strategy, or you're feeling stuck. You need to know how to move through these things if you're going to be a professional career person. And so when you work with at least me as your coach, you get frameworks that apply across every future career change or promotion that you're going into. You learn the skill of being able to audit your own impact, build your brand, and strategically plan your next career move on your own. So this way you become a woman who knows what to do and when to do it to reach your career goals, whether that's now or 3 years from now. Right? When you have a coach or when you have coaching as a strategy to get promoted now, it's not just about getting this next role. It's about learning how to grow in your career for years and years and years to come. That's the power of working with a coach. You're making a one-time investment now that's going to keep returning on the, it's going to keep building fruit for you throughout your career moving forward. And then the fifth and final reason why you need to have coaching as a strategy if you're trying to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase is that when you work with a coach, you increase your earning potential for life. You increase your earning potential for life. You have to recognize that your salary is not fixed or just based on years of experience. Because when you think that your salary is a fixed number or is based on, you know, your tenure or the time you've put in, the time you've invested, what you find yourself doing is you're doing things like accepting job offers without negotiating. You are staying at jobs too long, way past the expiration date. And you are assuming that you just need more experience to make more money. And let me back up because I said that in passing, but one of my philosophies is that every 2 to 3 years, something should change in your job. Like your job expires every 2 to 3 years. And you might not know this, but one data that was put out a couple of years ago by, I think it was Forbes, either Forbes or HBR, was people who change their careers on average earn more money than people who stay at the same company for years on end. And when you just think about it logically, it makes sense. Because when you stay at the same company, what, annually, they're giving you 3-5 at best. This is generous, a 10% bonus or increase every year. Meanwhile, when you go to a different company, there is literally no limit to how you can increase your salary. Like, and I'm saying this because I've had a client who went from 60K to 200K with one career move. That is how much you can increase your salary by when you go to a different company. So when you think your salary is fixed, when you stay stuck, you are capping your earning potential. Meanwhile, when you work with a coach helps you understand your leverage, right? They help you understand what makes you the best candidate, a high value candidate, and how can you talk about that in negotiations? When my clients work with me, I give you actual scripts, like literally word for word, what to say in a negotiation. You get language to use in the negotiation, strategy to use in the negotiation, the mindset to have. That way you never feel blindsided or awkward in a negotiation conversation again. Like when you work with a coach, you realize how your salary actually compounds, right? Like your next job is based off of your current salary. And so every $10,000 that you can negotiate now adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. And so if you are trying to just navigate this DIY your way to success, you have a high chance of lowballing yourself or capping your earning potential. Meanwhile, think about the client I said who went from 60K to 200K. That was already one massive jump. But now, the next time she's changing her job, she's starting from 200K. Not 60, not 70, not 80, not 90, from 200K. Her next job has to be higher than that number. Her earning potential exponentially increased because she worked with a coach that helped her identify the right role, talk about her value in a way that showed she was ready for that job and that salary increase, and even negotiate the salary. This client I'm talking about, she's talked to me before about how that was her first time ever negotiating. That's the power of working with a coach when you're trying to get into a leadership role and increase your salary. Increase your salary by amounts that will lead to increased wealth for you and your family down the line. So let me recap what we've covered in this episode. The real problem here, if you're trying to get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase and you've been stuck, the problem isn't that you're not qualified. You probably are. It's also not that you need another degree or that you're not working hard enough. It's that no one has probably ever taught you that career development is a skill in itself. Navigating your career, whether it's deciding your next move to actually getting promoted, isn't something that you're born knowing how to do. It's a skill you have to learn. Just like when you think about your finances, your relationships, your health, you have to learn the skill. And that is what working with a coach gives you. When you work with a coach, you can learn skills that will help you get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase. Specifically, when you work with a coach, you stop wasting time. You learn how to position yourself strategically, you build confidence in your value, you gain a repeatable strategy, and you increase your earning potential for life. So if you are ready to experience all of this for yourself, like you're tired of beating around the bush, wasting time, getting overlooked, hearing no over and over again, you want to get promoted while increasing your salary by 20 to 50K within the next 6 months, then I would love to support you in my one-on-one coaching partnership. So Next Level Career is my one-on-one coaching partnership for professional Christian women who are ready to advance into a higher paying, higher impact role without compromising who they are. So if you're tired of figuring out on your own and you are ready to actually increase your income, your influence, and your impact in your career, let's work together. You can go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about NLC and submit an application and book a sales call to learn more about how I will help you land a promotion within the next 6 months. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. You can also find that URL in the description of this episode. When you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you'll see all the information about NLC, but you'll also see the opportunity to book a sales call. On the sales call, I break down the three specific ways unique to your situation that I will help you get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase in the next 6 months. Your next level role is out there, girl. You don't have to figure it out alone. Go to privatecareercoaching.com and let's work together in Next Level Career. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareerdoctor.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.